Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A second lottery is being held today for cannabis businesses seeking retailer licenses. Jim Walker of the State Office of Cannabis Management says this drawing gives social equity applicants another shot at a license.
Social equity applicants who were not selected during that first round are going to be put into the pot with the general applicants. I believe we have, as of right now, about 570 applicants total.
Walker says 75 applicants will be selected today for cannabis retailer licenses using a digital lottery drawing system. The lottery will be streamed on the OCM's YouTube channel. State Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson's concerned that farmers could be harmed by trade tensions with Canada. He says corn exports to Canada have been strong.
They kind of like our corn and those feedlots in Alberta taking that, but then also that pork piece. But that Canada, really a big issue. I've been meeting a lot with our different ministers up in Saskatchewan, Manitoba.
Peterson says most of the potash Minnesota farmers use for fertilizer comes from Canada. President Trump imposed a 10% tariff on energy and potash in March. Republican State Senator Eric Pratt of Prior Lake would like to serve in the U.S. House. He's running for the 2nd District seat of Congresswoman Angie Craig.
I can win in November. That's really it. With an open seat, we have an opportunity to get a conservative with common sense in Washington to represent us. There's growing momentum, and I just want to make life better for Minnesota.
Pratt will face Tyler Kistner for the Republican nomination. And one person is dead and another injured after a plane crash last night near the Granite Falls Airport. The Yellow Medicine County Sheriff's Office says it happened near Highway 23 after a jet with two people on board was having engine trouble. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig is weighing in on the debate over fair pay for WNBA players. Craig took to the U.S. House floor Monday to make her case.
The league talks about fairness. The league talks about lifting women up. Pay them what they deserve if you want to lift women up in the WNBA.
WNBA players wearing T-shirts at Saturday's All-Star game that read, "Pay us what you owe us." The Minnesota Lynx and All-Star MVP Nafisa Collier are back home tonight to play Chicago. And the Twins dropped the series opener to the Dodgers 5-2 last night in L.A. Will Smith hit a pair of homers for L.A. and Shohei Ohtani went deep in the first inning. Byron Buxton hit a leadoff homer off Ohtani. Twins starter David Festa allowed 4 runs and 5 in the third innings to take the loss. Simeon Woods-Richardson starts tonight. This is MNN.